Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Everyone, welcome to episode 36 of You Matter. This is Jessica, your host, and I am excited for today's episode. This is a really meaningful episode to me, very tender, when I got to sit down with one of our artisan partners, Weedlin, in Haiti a couple of months ago. She'll be sharing her story of tenacity and her story of bravery as she made that decision to give up her first child to adoption. As you guys know, Noonday Collection started out as a fundraiser to bring Jack, my son, home from Rwanda. And it's always been so empowering for me, especially during those days, that while I was also raising money to bring Jack home from Rwanda, I knew at the same time I was working on the prevention side of justice by creating opportunity for so many of the families out there who, if they only had a job, they wouldn't ever have to even consider putting their child up for adoption. And you guys have seen I've started this hashtag called Choosing And on Instagram. And I would say one of my biggest Choosing Ands is loving Jack and knowing that being his mom is one of my greatest joys, and holding the tension that this wasn't the best case scenario. You know, the best case scenario is that he could have stayed in Rwanda with his first family. And so I love at Noonday Collection how we get to love orphans and we get to help bring orphans home and put them in forever families, while at the same time we get to work towards the prevention side of justice. And today's episode summarizes that really well. You're going to get to hear from Weedlin, and you're also going to get to hear from the mom that adopted Weedlin's first child, who lives here in America. Her name's Jenny, and she was brave to get to share her story. Over 10 years ago, Weedlin found herself pregnant with no resources to care for a child, and she knew she would not be able to give her daughter what she needed to thrive. So she made that painful decision to place her new baby up for adoption. So in this interview, you're going to hear that story about that season in her life, as well as the story of how a dignified job has empowered her to give her two sons a better life. And as I visited with Weedlin, I was especially excited to get to see her brand new home, which sits on land that she and another artisan from the workshop purchased together. And being there in their homes on that land together was a physical example of what better together look like, of what sisterhood looks like. So Weedlin found herself pregnant and came to Heartline Ministries, and Heartline helped her have a safe delivery and helped place her baby up for adoption. But when Weedlin came back pregnant again, Heartline realized this isn't sustainable. We want to help create jobs for women like Weedlin, and so she was actually the first person to begin learning how to make jewelry. And then when Heartline Ministries decided we're just going to focus on pregnancy and safe delivery and birth, that is when my friend Chandler then began to work with those original women that had started to learn how to make jewelry in order to form Haiti Co-op. And that is who we partner with today. And we were actually the first big order. Really, actually, we were the first order. Chandler was a friend of mine when she went to college. She's much younger than me. And our orders with Noonday have helped establish that company and helped grow it. And so getting to sit down with them was truly an honor. Everyone, I am sitting here with Fabian and Weedlin in Haiti,
If you hear some hammering in the background, it's because we're in a workshop where they are hammering away leather goods and metal goods and so many beautiful things. And a lot of you guys have seen me posting Weedland's story. And so I just invited her to get to share a little bit today and share a little bit more of her story. So thank you so much, Weedland, for this time. So I would love to hear a little bit more of your story. Where were you born? And tell us about how you came into Heartline Ministries.
My first is Marianne. Northwest.
She was born in Bethlehem. It's in the north of Haiti.
Okay. How was it that she came to Port-au-Prince?
Okay, moi vin Port-au-Prince depuis tout petit, c'est grand-père moi qui était venu avec moi, Port-au-Prince.
She came in Port-au-Prince since she was a little, her grandfather took her to Port-au-Prince.
Okay.
Après, j'ai traversé avec moi Miragouane, de m'fè première année jusqu'à sixième année Miragouane,
kay grand-père. Grand-père
qui vont. Oui.
And her grandfather took her to the south, in a place called Miragouane, and she started going to school there.
How old, how long were you able to go in school?
The last grade that she had was like in high school, secondary school.
Okay. What was your favorite thing to study in school?
Mathematics.
Cool. That's my daughter's favorite subject, too. Mm-hmm. And so was Port-au-Prince, was it like the crazy big city compared to your living out in the countryside?
No. Il va trop parce que ça fait me devine Port-au-Prince, c'est quand ma tante moins et puis cousine moins. Papa grand-père pas capable pour aller à l'école encore après me devine faire moyen 2. Il va vous m'avez fait et septième année, et vous m'avez fait quand et ma tante moi et puis cousine moi pour être café.
Pas de vraiment grande différence pour.
Non, pas de grande différence.
No, and her grandfather sent her to her aunt's house to Port-au-Prince, so because he wasn't able to care of her anymore.
Okay. So you ended up back in the countryside.
So she come to Port-au-Prince after she spent some time in the south of Haiti.
Okay. And yesterday I got to see your beautiful home and meet your sister friend Yvette. And Chandler commented, just because you both seemed so confident and full of life. I mean, your smile is so amazing. And Chandler said that when she first met you, you were a lot more shy and maybe not as confident. What do you think that change has been? Can you tell me more about that change?
Oui. Ça fait que je me fais... Puis comment...
Gagne confiance en tête.
En tête, moi. Je viens de confiance en tête, moi, par rapport que... Bon... Moi, je vais sous côté maman, moi, je pense peut-être moins. Avec Dieu, je viens mettre le temps pour une femme qui jam parce que moi, je fais tout ça pour me faire, ni pour moi, ni pour petit moins.
She is more confident because she is a person who cares about herself. It's like she has to thank for herself, thanks for her sons, and she didn't live with her mother, so she's the one who have to take care of herself. So that's why she has more, she's more confident.
Wow. And yesterday you shared with me, and it meant so much, because I have a son from another country, and I actually don't know who his mother is, and I don't know who loved him before I came into his life. And you shared with me that you have a daughter that another mom adopted.
Oui. Et puis, petite moi que mon a adopté, moi j'ai une petite là, moi j'ai petite là, caille maman. Après, moi sorti caille ma toute moi, moi traversé caille maman, Moi, vite fait visite là. Mais maman m'a pas de vrai. Maman pas de vrai, m'a fait visite dans l'âge que m'a fait visite là. Puis m'a quitté lui dans mes papas. Et puis papa même t'a fait m'a dit, non, Félina?
She had the daughter when she was at her mom's house. And she was like very young. And her mom said like she... And the dad of her daughter took her and put it like in an orphanage.
The mom like made her leave. Okay. Her mom like kicked her out. She didn't want her to have the kid.
Okay.
And
okay.
The father is when Whitlam was gone, took the daughter to the orphanage.
Okay. Okay.
Après moi devine junior les moyens aller où elle est au Felina. J'ai toujours prié, parce que quand j'ai commencé ma petite visite là, c'est cadeau, c'est cadeau. Même j'ai toujours prié, Chaque fois que je sorti, les malins ont fait une photo, ensemble avec photo Ashley, ensemble, nous tous deux ensemble. Ces photos, ça a fait, j'ai toujours mis dans la Bible, moi, ma langène. J'ai toujours dit, je n'ai pas perdu la visite moi, j'ai dit, j'ai fait une visite moi, et là, j'ai un bon. Il y a un bon maman qui pour adopter vraiment vrai. Moi, j'étais en déprime. Il était jeune un bon moment. Et puis, je devine jeune avec une bonne équipe. C'est ça qui fait tout. Moi, je devine entrer dans Atlay. Et par rapport avec petite là. Parce que c'est pas, c'est à cause de petite là qui était fait, qui était dans Ophelina, Kai et John. Qu'on est là. C'est là. Et il était jeune Marina. Marina était adopté lui. Et puis, j'ai eu comme petite lit. Et puis, j'ai été jeune ensemble avec moi. Et puis, John, tout, quand elle dit qu'il y a un bail, il était tout fait m'apprendre quoi la caille. Ni madame n'était appréciée. Après, je viens de jeune l'autre maman encore. Qui appréciée. Et puis, il est tout, il a apprécié petite moi. C'est ça que fait que je viens d'entrer dans le programme.
Each time she visits her daughter at the orphanage, and people like telling her, it's like you're gonna lose your child, like you will never see her again. And each time she took picture with her, she always like take the picture and put it in the Bible. So each time she go to, she went to fast and pray for the daughter, and she was like saying, okay, I want like, if my daughter gonna get adopted, I want her to find a good mom. And what she said is like God like hear her prayer, and she found a good mom. And because of that orphanage, she met with John. So John, she started working with John. After that, she works with Chandler, and it's like because of that, she can like keep working for John and work for Chandler now.
Okay. So when it came time for you, I got to meet your two little boys yesterday. They're so sweet. The oldest is a little more serious.
Oui.
And then the youngest, just full of jokes and smiles.
Puis il y a plein de blagues et puis il y a rien plus.
Oui.
So as you got connected to John and Chandler and Heartline when you had your second child, did you think, am I going to have to take him to an orphanage? Or what was it like to have that second child?
No. Parce que je dis non, je ne peux pas le dire. Parce que je suis plus de monde. Je suis fait le channel. Je suis un monde qui te dit. Qui te dit m'baili, m'de dit non, m'bap ka baili, m'gen yon premier petit qui n'a offerti na déjà, mais m'bap ka vin retourne bay ça. Même j'en m'jouen, pour premier, moi j'en yon bon maman qui adopte, comme ça, l'em si m'vin bay deuxième, non, m'gen doit pas j'en yon bon maman qui adopte.
She said she didn't think that she has to do that, and even like people was like telling her to do that, and she said she's not going to do that because she doesn't know if she's gonna find a good mom to adopt her kids, and she wants to keep them too.
So what enabled you to keep your oldest son? Was it, had you found work Were you making jewelry at that point in time?
Oui, j'ai commencé à faire bijoux à l'époque ça, parce que c'est un programme de faire le channel. Sauf que je me connais. Et Madame John pas content parce que j'étais enceinte le channel, elle pas content. Elle était vraiment fâchée ensemble avec moi. Elle était fâchée en pile.
Mais qui ça vous a pensé what fait pour We Dance? Le TV en ce moment,
We Dance. L'infinance est We Dance. Quand les haïtiens toujours parlent mon mal, je te dis que je ne vais pas à l'école parce que je viens enceinte de Luciano. Même des confusions dans la tête, je te dis non. Même si je viens enceinte de Luciano, je ne vais pas quitter Widen Chital à l'école. Vraiment, je fais effort. Je travaille parce que je suis dans le programme. Je travaille toujours, je viens de l'école. Léo, tu es
bien Widen, ou tu es jeune, tu travailles.
Lem te fin gen Widens, m pa jwenn travay. E pandan Widens gen 2 an, mwen vini nan program nan. Widens te gen 2 an. Lem te vini nan program nan pou ko gen se travay.
She start working when her second kid was 2, and she didn't like think she was like she's going to like give her to an orphanage. She didn't think that. Even people like was telling her you won't be able to raise your kids. And she said after that she has a second son. She said even I like can't like doing that. I will send Widen to school, her second kid.
And so how is she able to provide?
Pendant 20 ans de travail, je prends soin de moi. Je me compte faire des commerces. Pendant mon travail, je me compte faire quelques commerces. Pour que je finisse vite, je me touche des commerces. Je me compte faire des commerces. Jusqu'à ce que je me compte faire des boîtes pour le chat, pour aller dans l'école. Et le chat, pour aller dans l'école. Pour aller dans l'école, je me toujours faire des monnaies. Nan sa map van nan, avan pou m touche, m fè boat pou widen sal dekol. Ou bientou, si m rete yon ti res mounen sou kont mwen, e ou pa avan ete Karine, mwen do al ti Karine, m kon ti problem nan wè, m bezon ti kob, epi di wè mwen, m fè provisyon mette nan kay la, avek sa tou, m jere yo ti kas, e sa fè tou gen de fwa, yo kon vin soufri nan men.
At the same time she was working, she used to use the money that she earned to sell things to buy things and sell them. And because of the things that she sells, she can like make lunch for Widens in the morning. And she used the money little by little to do that. And it's actually like a way to spend all the money for the month. It's like she spends some of the money to buy things and sell them too. So she can always have something to spend for them.
How has her life been different now that she has a stable job? Like every day she knows she's going to get paid for the work that she's doing.
Oui. Ça plus ou moins. Pour moi, parce que moi, je ne vais pas payer caille, je vais ensemble pour payer caille. Ça a pu bon, moi, qu'on y a. Et ça fait qu'on y a tout. Je suis toujours en souriant. Parce que j'ai un bagage qui sorti dans la tête. Moi, qu'on stresse, il sorti. Sauf, stress, quand je suis en c'est stress et maladie, le tiano seulement. Parce que payer Kaila, c'est lui-même qui peut couloir. N'importe quoi. Ça a dit, le roi qui a payé Kaila. Et ça fait tout. Quand je suis en train de plus content, parce que je n'ai pas de espoir que bon Dieu t'a bon mon côté pour me dormir un jour, même pas de penser que t'a bon moins rapide comme ça. Et puis tout, je ne sais pas, je ne
sais it's getting better for her now, and since like she doesn't need to pay rent anymore, that's one of the stress that is like gone. And That's why she's like, she's mine more now too, because she doesn't need like to save money to pay rent. And the other stress that she has right now is because her youngest son is sick, mm-hmm. and is too stressed too. But she's happy that she doesn't need to pay rent anymore, because paying rent, it's a lot of things. And she said she knew that one day she'll have a stable place to stay, but she didn't know that's gonna happen that fast. So she's happy for that, and she's happy also because the mom who had adopted her daughter is like always keeping in touch with her.
Thank you. So many of our ambassadors, they have adopted children, some from Haiti. And I know that for me, the woman that I'm most thankful for, the person I'm most thankful for, is the woman that gave birth to my son. And I know it was such a brave decision of you to partner with someone else to mother your child. And many of our ambassadors are now selling the products that you make so that moms don't have to be faced with that decision. And what would you say to those moms that have adopted kids and they worry and they wonder, who is the mom of my child? And I don't know, what words would you have to say to some of these moms?
Bon, mwen ka di yo, mersi, paske mwen son maman pitit tou, epi mwen gen nan situasyon tou, paske, e fè mwen pitit li pa douz, pote mwen 9 mwa nan vant li pa douz, defo gen do pa jen manje pou manje, defo pa jen ou pa nan okupasyon, apre so vin fè pitit la, defo a tou kon preske mwen nan ti mwen nan, Men mwen ka di moun sa yo, mwen vwe yon gwo kout chapou pou yo, paske yo pran soin ti moun yo. Bien, paske yo pa kon ki maman te pousil, yo pa kon ki yes da ye ti moun nan pa fami yo, li pa pitit swe yo, pa pitit fre yo. Bon, mwen konen bon Dje, mwen gen do sa map di ya, gen do pa sufi, men bon Dje, bon Dje gen yon benediksyon pou moun sa yo, spesyal.
She said she will tell them thank you, and carrying a baby, it's not something easy. You have to carry your baby for 9 months. Sometimes during that time, you don't have like, you can't take care of yourself. Sometimes you can't even like eat, and doing like labor, you can die doing labor. So it's carrying a baby, it's not easy. And she wants to thank them because they like raise a baby or kid that is not for them. It's not like for their sister, it's not like for their family. It's a baby they don't know that person. And so if they do that, she's thankful they can do that. And even she can say things to them, but she knows that God has a special blessing for them because they raise a child that they don't know, like they don't have any relation with them, like family relationship with them. So she thinks that God has a special blessing for them because they do that.
Thank you for that. So you are a woman with a vision. You said you knew, even though you were faced with very many hard circumstances, you saw yourself in your own home someday. So what's your next vision now that you have your home and your land? What are you dreaming about?
Well, I'm dying away with someone you have. Da mwen wè pou ti moun yo avanse. Ou den sa fè 3e manè fondamental. Da mwen pou lale nan 4e manè, 5e manè, pou jiska skè termine. Men pou bon Dje toujou ban m fòs avèk kouraj. Jan m ap travay la pou m toujou pour toujours continuer à travailler comme ça, pour toujours voyer l'école, pour ne pas quitter au perdu jour l'école, pour ne pas quitter au perdu année l'école. Ça veut dire que j'aime arriver et je vais arriver un jour.
She wants to see her kids grow, they can like getting more grades at school. She wants them to advance more. She wants them to finish with school. She doesn't want to see them like losing years or days of school. That's never happened to her, and she doesn't want that to happen. And she's asking God for courage to do that, so she can keep working hard, so she can send her sons to school.
That's a big goal. What I'm about to tell you, c'est moi, c'est connaissance I'm about to tell
you. That's the biggest thing. Legacy. It's knowledge she can leave for her sons. It's education. So she wants them to keep going to school.
And so when you think about the women listening to this are purchasing the products that you're making, and many of the women that are selling your products, they're called ambassadors. And so you've helped create work for 1,500 women in America. So I wanted to thank you very much for your hard work.
C'est grâce à
ambassadeur
tout qui fait nos jeunes travail pour nos travail.
She said thank you also because of the ambassadors that she has worked to.
Yes, we have a saying at Noonday Collection that we're better together. And so what can you share with my ambassadors? There are some days when they're like, oh man, not enough people are buying my product. Maybe this isn't going to work out. Maybe I should quit. Maybe God didn't tell me after all to become an ambassador. Maybe this was just a short-term thing. What would you want to tell them to encourage them to keep going and keep having a vision?
Bon, mon Dieu, pas décourager. Pas décourager. Parce que si yo wè yo ka la, pou yo vann, parce que bon Dieu, c'est bon Dieu qui mete yo la, qui fait yo vann. Avant de jouer et pour prendre patience, même nous même quand travail là tout, nous gagne en pile patience. Là on a fait bijoux. Nous on a parlé entre nous, n'a plein entre nous, n'a dit ah mesdames, quoi n'a pas fait travail ça. Les managers nous a créé un modèle. L'a dit est-ce que n'a pas fait le pendant la fait là n'a gardé. Nous dit mesdames, est-ce que n'a fait rien nous même qui répond nous dit oui n'a pas fait. Depuis nous là faut que nous fassions. Et même j'entou avec mesdames yo faut pas décourager même si on est bijou apparaît devant yo il y a besoin un monde bon Dieu avoue un monde quand même pour acheter non mais yo.
She will tell them to not be discouraged and for them to like to take patience with the selling. Even for them, some days when they working together, they talk together and said okay, are they going to be able to do that style the manager asks them to do? And sometimes they can talk, they can say, okay, I'm going to try to do it. If we are here, we're going to try to do it. And same for the ambassadors too. She wants to encourage them to keep working. And God, even they have like things they don't think they won't be able to sell, God will send buyers for them so they can sell the products that they have.
We're better together, and I'm so excited for us to bring ambassadors here. We are going to dance. We're going to have a party.
If we?
Yeah.
Oh. Napton, you're Napton, you're bienvenue.
She's waiting for them. She's going to tell them welcome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It gives me a lot of courage and you're just a woman that is brave and is working so hard for the love of your children, and that's encouraging to me.
Merci tout. Merci parce que vous encouragez avant vous encouragez Chandler dans le business.
Thank you because you encourage Chandler to do the business.
Avec ça tout, Chandler même encourage nous-mêmes, mesdames qui travaillent là.
And because of that, Chandler encourages us, the ladies who are working.
Merci. Et puis, me dit tout staff. Comment?
Ambassadeur.
Les ambassadeurs. Comment?
Nunday. Better together. Nous pibons ensemble.
Nous pibons ensemble. Mais en pile chai palou. Dio merci.
She said thank you and she want to thank like all your staff and she's like repeating the saying better together. And here Haiti's anchor also again is mais en pile chai palou. Like many hands make the Lord lighter.
Light the work.
So she said thank you.
We want to have many hands. Many more hands here and many more hands in America.
Il y a plus mais bon ici il y a plus mais
États-Unis. Oui, parce que l'ovine mettez ensemble, ils viennent font parquet.
When you put all those hands together, it's a lot.
It is.
OK, parce que n'a pensé toutes mes ça on va mettre ensemble, n'a fait travail la vie plus gros.
So we are thinking like all the hands together will make like the work bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Non, mais pour bon Dieu faire nous joindre, pour bon Dieu mettre dans nous-mêmes, pour nous joindre plus travail, et puis pour nous joindre plus monde qui a acheté bijoux, et puis nous-mêmes même, pour bon Dieu mettre dans nous-mêmes, pour nous faire bijoux plus bien, plus en forme, pour nous avoir aller, pour nous jouer, pour nous joindre plus clients, et pour nous joindre plus travail, pour nous joindre plus travail, pour nous joindre plus travail à avancer.
So more you're gonna sell the products, you're gonna find like more customers, and in their side, yeah, they're gonna like more. They're gonna like work more. They're gonna make them with more quality. They're gonna make them better, so you can sell more things. And she hopes that you're gonna have like you're gonna find more buyers for the products.
We will. Better together. Thank you.
Wow, was that not such a powerful time? I have to say, when I asked Wheedlin what she wanted to tell moms, adoptive moms in our community, I was not expecting to hear what she said when she began to share about pregnancy and how hard pregnancy is and how often you have to go without food and without proper health care. And I wanted to lose it right there because I just began to think about Jack and his mom, who I don't know her story. But I can only imagine the challenge that pregnancy brought about. It made me really grateful. So when I came back home, I wanted to be able to connect with the mom, the adoptive mom of Wheedlin's first child. Her name's Jenny. And as we began to get to know one another online, I asked if she would share a letter to Wheedlin about what her bravery has meant to her. I knew that it was the full picture, and oftentimes those of us who have adopted, we'll never know the story of the mothers who bore our children. And so I thought it was really special that we got to hear and witness the fullness of this letter that Jenny writes Wheedlin. Dearest Wheedlin, I am so proud of you. Is that okay for me to be proud of you? I am also in awe of you. There's so much about our lives that we do not get to choose, where we are born and into what circumstances. We like to believe that we control our own lives, and we do, but only within a larger framework of possibilities and limitations. It is our struggle to reach for the possibilities and overcome the limitations that comes to define who we are. Who you are is a strong and beautiful young woman. And it is your courage and perseverance that I am in awe of. It is the joy that I see in your smile and in your eyes that makes me look at my world with a new awareness. I know a little of your life and what you've had to overcome. I know a little of what you face each day. You continue to find the resources within yourself to keep pushing forward and reaching for the goals that you have for yourself and your family. We don't set out to be examples for others, usually, but you are an amazing example for your daughter and your sons. and for your friends and other women. I'm so thankful for the friends that are there to help you, because you are a part of my family too. I see you in the beautiful daughter that I get to parent, in her smile and the joy that lights her eyes, in her determination to excel in all that she does, and in her kindness to everyone. You gave her so many of your own qualities. I'm glad that we're learning how to support families in raising their children so that adoption can be a choice rather than a necessity. Change takes time and education. There are many children that need families, but there are many families who just need a little help, an opportunity, so that they can stay together. I hope that together we can help others to understand that. I hope that more opportunities can be created. Wheedland, I feel that I have your trust to raise this daughter that we share. I hope that is true. I so look forward to the day when I can bring her back and see you get to know each other again. I look forward to the hugs, stories, sadness, and joy that we will all share. With much love, Jenny. This is why we do what we do. To help children who have been orphaned find forever families, but at the same time to ensure that children who have families who love them never have to leave those families because of poverty. And that's the work that you get to do. Your work is doing that for the artisan families that we partner with. And because of you, mamas like Wheatland are no longer being faced with the devastating decision to place their children in orphanages because they can't care for them. And that's why we want to grow. That's why we keep growing. There are so many women around the world who still face this choice. So I want you to think about that at your next trunk show. Our manifesto says that when we look across the globe, we don't see strangers. We see ourselves. I think we all realize, just like Jenny said, left to a different set of circumstances, we could be the mama in Haiti faced with that traumatic decision. But we're not. We're here. And we're using our opportunity to create opportunity for those women, because they aren't strangers. They are us.